design and technology from around the world. This is Motor News Weekly with Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Motor News Weekly. And what a great hour we have lying straight ahead. In this hour, we're going to be joined by a gentleman who I have tremendous respect for. He is an automotive icon, and we're going to be talking to the one and only Mr. Gale Banks about all the things that he was showing off at the recently concluded SEMA show. We'll also talk about Gale's background. We'll talk about turbocharging. We'll talk about diesels. We'll talk about marine stuff. We'll talk about military stuff. We're going to talk about everything, and we would love for you to dial into us with your questions toll-free from anywhere in North America. The telephone number is 800-449-8255, 800-449-TALK, or you can shoot me an email, bob@boblongradio.com. Once again, very simple, my name, B-O-B, at B-O-B-L-O-N-G-R-A-D-I-O.com. Well, I've been interviewing this gentleman for umpteen years. I've been doing National Automotive Radio for about 20, and I didn't make it out to the SEMA show this year. Normally, we always do an interview out there, and I love sharing the microphone with this gentleman. He is considered, in my opinion, the godfather of turbocharging, the godfather of all things diesel high performance, and above and beyond all that, he's one of the nicest guys on the face of the earth. Gale Banks, president of Gale Banks Engineering. Welcome to Motor News Weekly. How you doing, Gale?
I'm doing good. It's always a pleasure, Bob. Always a pleasure.
Let's go back to the early days in your life. I know you told me privately once that at one time you were considering a career in my field, in the radio broadcasting world.
Yeah, that was a teenage dream. Yeah, 4 years of what was termed radio speech back in the 50s. You know, television was just coming into its own. So I'm an old dude.
Oh, you're like me. You're going on 25. Let's talk about the early days of your automotive career. When did you actually kick off Banks Performance? It's Banks Performance Engineering has been around for more than 50 years, but take us back to those really early days.
Yeah, that would be in the 50s. And of course, everybody was in love with the automobile at that time. We didn't have other distractions, so to speak. It gave us the ability to go places, see things, and of course, transport a date, you know, on something other than your bicycle or walking. And it was, you know, the guys with the most interesting cars usually got the most attention from the females, and that was a good thing, you know.
Definitely, it goes hand in hand. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, the most disdain from their fathers.
It's an unbeatable combination, and yeah. It's so true. They go hand in hand. Let's talk about the recent SEMA show. I know this was not a year that you exhibit, but nevertheless, you had a major presence there with three Banks powered vehicles, all which drew tremendous response. Let's begin by talking about the Icon D200. This is a modern-day 1965 Dodge truck, and you have really gone to town with this one. Under the hood, a Banks-powered Cummins 5.9-liter diesel, 975 pound-feet of torque. What a beast. Tell us all about this particular project.
Well, this was an icon project. In other words, it's my company with the power and icon with the build, and I call it retro future. It's something where we take something iconic from the past. In this case, you don't see many four-door Dodge D200s of the 1965 vintage, and this is kind of in my wheelhouse. We kind of determined this was an ex-military vehicle. Of course, I've been in the military vehicle business since 1976. This thing really caught my attention, and we got to do some clever stuff other than putting our normal Banks power, you know, air intake air and exhaust system and all of that. We did a liquid coupled charge air cooler system, similar to what we use in some racing ventures. And, you know, as far as management, they used my IQ, my dash top interactive screen, but they sunk
it
into
the
dash. Yeah, the thing just kind of comes up out of the dash. It's not there, and suddenly you press a button, and there it is. They put an awful lot of nuanced technology into the thing, along with all the bank's equipment. So that thing has been all over the auto blog, all over the internet. Big hit at SEMA. Really, really, really captured the fancy of those guys that are into trucks and into diesel.
Sounds absolutely fantastic. And let's continue on the truck vein. The head of the Ram division, I have to be careful not to put the other word in front of Ram these days, but Fred Diaz is a buddy of mine, and he must have been really proud of this. You guys took the all-new 2013 Ram 1500, which I think is a really strong entry into the light pickup truck market base. And again, you guys went to town with this one, with a Sidewinder turbocharger put on that legendary 5.7 liter Hemi. That's my daughter Lucy in the background, in case you're hearing that, Gail. I'm just a little story for our listeners. I'm an old dad. I'm doing things backwards. You know, I wait till I get way too old, and then I start having children. Gail, you did it the right way, and you had your children at a young age. So I met your daughter out at SEMA 2011, and I showed you pictures of my pride and joy here, Lucy Grace. And,
absolutely.
Her third word was car. How do you like that? I'm not kidding. Her third word.
you played the tour while she was sleeping. You pulled something here.
Well, I know she's already becoming a car girl, and that's a great thing. But this 2013 at Ram is really a cool piece.
It was kind of a shocking revelation for some of the guys at the SEMA show, in that of the three vehicles that were featured there, with my product, two of them were gasoline. You know, some people think, oh, he's a diesel guy. Well, if you're old enough, we kind of started the tuner car industry back in the early 80s with our 700 horse 200 mile an hour Firebirds, and those weren't diesels. So this one, last year, they guys at Mopar Underground sent out a 2012 truck for us to turbocharge and for them to play with throughout the year, and it finally worked its way through the food chain back there. And then I get a call, and it's like 2 months to SEMA, and it's, we're building a little red truck. Now, a little red truck has got the stacks on the side. Older guys will remember those little red truck projects that they did at Chrysler.
Oh yeah,
and
they were cool.
So this one had a wood bed. Big stacks coming up out of the bed that were made out of billet and just beautiful. Our turbocharging and intercooling system in the truck. And this time we tried to, I think she likes my truck. This time we the issue was the transmission. In the 2012, we turbocharged it and proceeded to embarrass the transmission with the power output. So on this one, this 2013, way better gearbox. It's a player. And so now it's back with them. It went through some dealer clinics. And I was told the other day that three of the vehicles done for that operation were green-lighted to go further. And our deal is one of them. So we'll see.
Oh, that's great.
We'll see where it goes. I'd love to see the eventuality of a turbocharged truck coming out of Chrysler. Yeah, you know, or Mopar.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
That'd be fantastic. And the Mopar folks are so cool, and Fred is so cool. I definitely hope that happens. We'll put it in neutral, take a pit stop. On the other side, more with Gail Banks. We're going to take your calls. We've already got Mike in San Fernando Valley standing by with a question. I've got a number of email questions that have been sent to me. And again, Gail's going to be with us for the whole hour. So just kick back and enjoy the presence of this automotive icon. 800-449-8255. This is Motor News Weekly.
Motor News Weekly with Bob Long will return in a few moments. Long and Motor News Weekly.
We're live all across North America on great stations, and we have a great gentleman with us. He is an automotive icon, Gail Banks from Banks Performance Engineering. Gail is telling us all about his recent visit out to Las Vegas for the SEMA show and some of the cars on display there, some of the project vehicles they put together. We've already got Mike standing by with a question for Gail. A number of emails have floated in as well, bob@boblongradio.com, and a number of our stations run on tape delay, so we're going to have Gail back with us for another hour soon, so shoot me those emails anytime, 24/7, bob@boblongradio.com. Gail, before the break there, you were telling us that in addition to this turbocharged 5.7-liter Hemi, you also had another vehicle at SEMA. And talk about a beauty. This is a Riddler Award winner at the Detroit Autorama. It's a 1955 Ford T-Bird. And tell us all about what you did with the particular vehicle.
Well, this one was years in the making. It's one of my twin-turbo small-block Chevys. My street series engines, we used to be 30-some years ago, there were 700 horsepower. Now the real streetable stuff is around 1150. And then, of course, the radical street stuff, I'm pushing 2,000 horsepower.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So this T-Bird, the Peace family, they're out of Texas. The father built a shop on the rear of his property for his two sons, and the younger of the two sons, Jonathan Peace, kind of penciled out what this car would look like. Jonathan's now a student at Art Center of Design in Pasadena, and he may well be the next Chip Foose. But really? T-Bird, if you've seen a 55 T-Bird, you haven't seen one really done as if it was designed today. The thing is one of the best-looking hot rod/custom cars I've ever seen in my life. The stance of the car, it's just dramatic. The fit, finish, everything about this, and the two Peace brothers did probably 75% of the build. When it came to paint and et cetera, they farmed it out to a fellow near Nashville. But for me, I'm not in that custom car business, if you will. And this thing blends custom and hot rod in a way that is just remarkable. I never thought in my life I'd have an engine in a Riddler Award winner. I mean, winning that award is unbelievably difficult. So to be in there with the Peace family, excellent. They're great people. And it really illustrated, hey, here's this twin turbo V8. We've got a 68 Camaro that it's a project with my son Andrew, which was delayed while he was in the Army. He's a medic in the Army in Iraq, and now he's back out and really, you know, had a few setbacks physically, as you do, you know, when you're a soldier.
Sure.
He's pretty well healed up, and he's going great guns. And we pulled the Camaro out the other day, and the 68 is a pro touring car. This will be one that's close to 2,000 horsepower.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. That's going to be a car for SEMA next year. That's all I can tell you. I don't want to divulge who's volunteered to help on this, finishing this build. But anyhow, that's upcoming.
I'm looking at a picture of that T-Bird that you supplied the power plant for. And like you say, this is just an absolutely drop-dead gorgeous vehicle, winning that very prestigious Riddler Award. And boy, you're absolutely right. I could see this guy definitely becoming the next Chip Foose. Our telephone number is 800-449-8255. We get a marine question via email, but we'll go first to Mike in San Fernando Valley, California. And Mike, say hello to the legendary Gail Banks. Okay, go right ahead, Mike.
Yeah, it's a pleasure speaking to Mr. Banks.
Thank you. I have a 2011 Duramax 2500 LGH, and I was looking for a cold air intake system for it, and I had checked with your company, and for some reason it appears that there's nothing available for it yet.
Well, hang on. I just approved the tooling about 3 days ago. We're building parts. We have a part on that thing that inducts air below the bumper. We call it a super scoop. And that is a key element to really getting cold, high-density air into that D-Max. And, of course, you probably realize that. My deepest experience, I've got records with Cummins engines, and I've run Baja with Ford diesels, but I've got worldwide distribution rights to the Duramax. So we're a developer and of that engine, and I tell you, what you bought is a good purchase.
Well, I love the truck. I was just interested in that cold air thing, but I spoke with someone down at your facility, and they said they have something for the LML, but they don't have anything for the LGH yet.
I'll try to see
if there's any more new information from you guys on that.
Yeah, I would recommend you do this. Email me gbanks@bankspower.com. Just shoot me an email.
Mm-hmm.
Just the letter G, BANKS at bankspower.com, and I will get you the skinny on this correctly. We are releasing it soon, and whatever I can do to get you something that's out of the production samples, you know,
mm-hmm.
we run the samples, and we measure them, we make sure they perform properly, and then we release them to the sales guys. So they don't know, but it's real close.
Yeah.
I'll take care of you on this.
I appreciate
All right, thank
it.
You. Thank you so much for the call. We really appreciate you dialing us up. Again, our telephone number, 800-449-8255, 800-449-TALK. And as I mentioned, we've got some email questions here, including a marine question for Gail that we'll throw at him when we come back on the other side. But I'm really interested in this hour to talk to you more about the early days of turbocharging and how you lectured to various OEMs. And now, all these years later, we're seeing the EcoBoost engines from Ford. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about your deep commitment to the military. As you mentioned, your son is in the military, and you've had a long-standing reputation for turning out some incredible pieces for the military, for the Navy in particular. And again, we'll take more of everybody's questions. 800-449-8255. This is Motor News Weekly.
Motor News Weekly with Bob Long will return in a few moments.